Welcome to the knowledge series of SGRKF. SGR Knowledge Foundation is a Section 8 company established in the year 2008. It started its journey taking small yet significant steps towards sustainable development of the society while strengthening the socio-cultural environment. Aiming to promote literature and words of wisdom in the mainstream, the Concept Knowledge series took place and has also taken the shape of a literature festival since December 2019 as Orange City Literature Festival. The second edition was conducted online in November 2020, and we have received a very good response to. The session of knowledge series is organized every month, and since the pandemic and lockdown, the session is taking place online since April 2020. Today's session is the 53rd session of this series. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new, by Socrates. Yes, like as we have adjusted to the new change during COVID and random lockdowns, many thoughts must have arisen to each one of us. To bring the answers to our thoughts related, here we are having Ms. Maniza Ahuja to speak on the topic, Karma, is everything predestined? Striking a delicate balance between her corporate career and her higher pursuit in the spiritual realm, Ms. Ahuja brings an esoteric ancient knowledge to the fore. She is an astrologer, a spiritual counselor by profession. She is well-versed in the psychic realms of the Kundalini and its corresponding consciousness, which she refers to as the play of Shiva and Shakti. Her spiritual journey has traversed geography, and she has the good fortune of meeting mystics and yogis, whether it be in the mountains of Amarkantha or the Himalayan terrain of Amarnath. She says she has been blessed to spend time in these high energy centers. She has learned astrology from the legendary K.N. Rao and has spent more than 15 years studying and researching the subject. Her predictions range from individual to collective destiny of citizens, read countries. The astral calculation of the natal chart, she says, is nothing but the indelible imprint of karmic retribution in its mathematical form. Her corporate career spans over two decades, and she has worked with reputed companies like Hindustan Times Media Limited, Ogilvy, Bharti Walmart, McCann Erickson, etc. Her last stint was with Percept India Limited as Senior Vice President North Edge. Now, I would now request ma'am to kindly take over the session.
Thank you. Okay. The topic that we've decided for today, karma, is everything predestined? We'll talk a little more about karma, not just about predestination. It is a very complex subject, and well, I'm going to speak on it for half hour, 40 minutes, and I hope that I should be adding value to you with my point of view, which is, I would say, my point of view has been molded by the gurus, the teachers who have taught me, my Jyotish guru, K.N. Rao sir, my spiritual guru, Purushottam Acharya ji, and what I'm going to share today with you will also have a bit of what I've learned from the lectures of Swami Niranjananji of Bihar School of Yoga. I've had the good fortune of meeting him, and a bit from the Divine Life Society, Swami Shivananda. I'm an ardent reader of his books. So, karma. I will start with an interesting story from the Mahabharata on karma. There is a Brahmani by the name of Gautami. She has a young son who is bitten by a snake. Putra shok se bada to koi aur shok hai hi nahi. So Gautami, who is a gyani stri, a Brahmani, of course she is affected with the putra shok and she laments the death of her son, a young son. Then there is a snake charmer who catches that snake and gets the snake and says, now tell me, how do you want me to, you know, wreak havoc on this snake, because he is responsible for your pain, responsible for your loss, so we must teach him a lesson. So how can I teach this snake a lesson now? So Gautami says, this is my prarabdha, that I am to go through the pain, the sorrow of putra shok, of the viyog of my son. And it was my son's prarabdha to be bitten by a snake, to have a short-lived life. So how can I do anything to the nimitta, the snake being the nimitta of this prarabdha? And if I partner you in harming, in punishing the snake, then I would be partner in crime with you for this punishment. So the snake says, but it is not my fault. I was inspired by the yam to do this. So I bit the boy. So then Yamaraj comes. He says, it's not really my doing. It is what Kala told me. So Kala comes. Kala says, I am just a mirror reflecting your own karma. I am that mirror reflecting your karma. When the time comes, that karma gets prakashit and the suitable happens as per the karmic law. Now, I'm a great worshipper of Mahakali. As a great, I mean, I'm not saying I'm great, but I spend a lot of time worshipping her. That's what I mean. So when we worship Kali and when we do the Kali Sahasranam, there is a line that comes and I always stop at that particular phrase. And I do a lot of chintan on this one phrase that comes. It says, karma prabhava prakashini. तो प्रारब्ध कुछ नहीं है, कर्म के प्रभाव को प्रकाशित करना है. इट इज ऑलरेडी देयर, द माला इज ऑलरेडी देयर ऑफ योर कर्म. स्लोली लिटिल बीड्स विल गेट ल्यूमिनोसिटी एंड देन द इफेक्ट विल बी फेल्ट. टू दैट एक्सटेंट माय ज्योतिष गुरु ऑलवेज सेज दैट एस्ट्रोलॉजी एंड कर्म, हाउ आर दे इंटरलिंक्ड, एंड आई विल एक्सप्लेन दिस. आई सी सो मेनी चार्ट्स. People come to me, ask me what is going to happen to them in this year, or that year. Now, basis the time of birth, the questions to me are about what is going to happen in their 20th year, 30th year, 40th year. So that blueprint of the skies, when you were born, is going to decide what you are going to, what is going to happen to you in your 40th year, what is going to happen in your 45th year. That in itself is the first stamp of prarabdha. How do I know? Basis your time of birth. What is going to happen in your 40th year or your 50th year? So that map, which is the horoscope really, is defining and telling me what you got with yourself for this lifetime. This is going to be meted out to you in this particular year. It's already decided. I am just reading it. The fact that I can read it tells me that the play of karma and prarabdha, an astrologer constantly sees this play of karma and prarabdha. Anyway, that was a bit on the linkage. Now let's classify karma. A lot of people say, what do you mean by prarabdha? Let's classify karma. Let's look at what is prarabdha. Let's understand what's prarabdha. Now, there is sanchit karma, there is prarabdha karma, there is kriyaman or agami karma. Now, sanchit karma is the karma that has been done over many lives. Sanchay ho gaya jiska. Ikattha ho gaya hai. So, sanchit karma is something like a little large trunk that you have of previous lifetimes. Whatever karma that you have done is now stored in it. For this particular lifetime, a certain handful would be given to you to discharge or to exhaust for this lifetime. That karma that is part of sanchit and has been given to you to exhaust for this particular lifetime, that is prarabdha karma. Now we don't know how much is left in the sanchit for further lifetimes. Nobody knows that. That only divinity knows. So what we get to exhaust for this particular lifetime, that handful that comes from sanchit, that is prarabdha. Now, while I explain kriyaman, I'm also going to give you a point. If there is no kriyaman karma or agami karma, then I only have prarabdha to exhaust. Then there is no self-discrimination, nothing. Then I will exhaust prarabdha and I will attain salvation. So therefore, there is the endeavor of human life has to be there. So there is kriyaman karma. Otherwise, everybody would be just outliving their prarabdha and moving on, and everything would be over. So there is kriyaman karma, there is agami karma that you do now, which will become a part of either the next prarabdha or eventually the sanchit. This kriyaman will move into the sanchit. Now that could be part of your next prarabdha or a later on prarabdha. To give you an idea of the three. A lot of people, when they question prarabdha, I tell them, the womb that you are born out of is the first stamp of destiny. Prarabdha ka pehla jo nishan hai ya pehla jo thappa hai wo to wo garbh hai jisse aap janm lete hain. You could be born out of the Queen of England's womb, but that didn't happen. You could be born out of some Raja Maharaja's house. So that womb that you are born out of is the first stamp of destiny. I was born in a town in Ambala. I could be born somewhere else. That defined the larger contours of what was available to me. So the larger variables were defined. These are my parents. This is my socio-economic condition. This is now my parents will decide where will I study, what will happen to me. All of that was defined. A certain mindset was defined. A larger mindset, of course. My planets would decide whether I would fall in line with that or not. So the womb decides the larger variables of your life and is the first stamp of destiny. Rinanu Bandhan is the other thing that you need to know to understand why some people meet, get into a relationship or have a blood relationship. You're born to people who you have some karmic debt with. Rinanu Bandhan is undischarged karmic debt that has not been discharged previously. So now your forefathers could be born into your house as children because they have nourished you. Now they want to be nourished. Rinanu Bandhan. Aapka shatru aapke ghar janm le sakta hai. You have, taken his wealth away from him. Now that son is born into your family and he doesn't take care of you. And he takes all your wealth and puts you in the old age home. some sort of a rinanubandhan, shatru. People, you suddenly meet some people and there is a connection. You take them out, you eat with them. There is a certain distance that you will walk with them. Connections of the past that play up, some rinanubandhan that plays up. And whatever was left last time is completed this time. So to understand karmic retribution, one has to understand rinanubandhan. Now about prarabdha, I will share this point. In Ramayana, when Sri Ram is asked to now go to Banvas, Lakshman says, how can this be possible? In Valmiki Ramayana, he even says, you know, the father, inko to dandit kiya jana chahiye aisa karne par. But Ram says, who can fight prarabdha? Prarabdha se koi nahi lad sakta. The wise have to accept prarabdha because there is no other way but to exhaust prarabdha. Dhyan, jap, tap, meditation cannot remove, cannot alter prarabdha completely. You can't say that, okay, I'm doing all of this and prarabdha will go. A lot of times people come to me and say, you know, my child, he should be an IAS officer. Now you do something, make him an IAS officer. Anybody can't make your child an IAS officer if that is not the prarabdha. If that is not the prarabdha, this child will not become an IAS officer. You can't do nothing about it. So first, rationalize your expectations, because people are now, we bring up our children telling them, achieve this, achieve that, achieve this. We forget. It's destined. There are many things that are destined. And now comes that very interesting point, what is free will? Because people say, and you know, people from this generation will say, we are millennials. You know, I'm a karma yogi. That's a line I hear very often from young people. I'm a karma yogi, I don't need to take the Lord's name. And it's all about free will, I will make my own destiny. Now, free will, and while I will answer that, and I will quote Ramakrishna Paramahansa on that, is an error in judgment that is caused by the divine himself, that you believe that, you know, it's all free and I will do what I have to do with my destiny. Don't forget that when the Mahabharata happened and Krishna showed Arjuna, everybody who was going to die, he opened his mouth, he said, now you see all of them, the ones who have died, but he didn't show him Abhimanyu, because he knew if he showed him Abhimanyu, then Arjun would not fight. Say, Arjuna, Abhimanyu is going to go, let me not fight. So if he could show all that was going to happen and told him, see, all of these are going to go without you having picked up any Shastra, any Astra. That if free will was there, everything wouldn't have. So everything, so it was not Arjuna's free will. Let me kill A, B, C, D, E. Now free will. What is free will? Because a lot of people believe with my free will I can change my destiny. Ramakrishna Paramahansa in his book called Kathamrita, the English translation of it is The Gospel of Truth, and you all can read it. It's a fantastic book to read. Says free will is akin to a calf which is tied with a rope to a pole. Now he has a certain radius, okay? And he can go create his own circumference. And while he grazes, he can pull himself to the farthest corners of that circumference and try and eat as much grass he can. So while the larger variables are defined, that it will be this pole, etc., he gets a bit of a rope. And he moves in a circumference, so that is free will. Wo daira hai free will ka. Ramakrishna Paramahansa also says that there is only one free will, that of the divine. An enlightened man knows that I am just the instrument for the divine will to perpetuate, to manifest. People who believe otherwise, then let's say that's an error of judgment. Sooner or later, you will realize. Because things that happen suddenly are unaccounted for suddenly, then you think that somebody, because people, when suddenly things happen, people come and say, oh, somebody has done black magic on me. It's not that. It is your own prarabdha. A person came and met me and said that, you know, suddenly my wife lost her vision, my daughter died, somebody has done something. I said, no. I looked at the child. I said, you think that this was a coincidence. There are no coincidences. They're all super coincidences. There are no coincidences. It's all a plan. What you think has happened suddenly did not happen suddenly. The divinity has been planning for it to happen for a while. The lakshan will also be there, but you didn't catch the lakshan. You were not supposed to, because you were supposed to get a sudden jolt of grief, which you did. Anyway, so an enlightened man knows that one is just an instrument, or a jnani, I should not just say an enlightened man, a jnani knows that one is just an instrument in the hands of the divine. And Ramakrishna Paraman says that, you know, all the endeavor of all human life is to raise their consciousness up to the divine consciousness, as you say, Krishna consciousness. That is the endeavor of all human life. Now, you might reach till fourth standard in reaching that consciousness. You might reach till seventh standard. Now, these are not academic standards that I'm talking about, that you went to school, you went to fourth, fifth, sixth. In fact, in the Gita, there is a lovely saying about it, that the tapasvi, whatever tapasya he's done in this lifetime, he's born at that point only. He's born with that tapasya. I don't take it away from him. So if your consciousness has been raised by doing regular jap, by doing regular mantra, your consciousness has been raised to a particular level, you will not be born again at point zero. So if you have reached class 8, you will be born with a consciousness which is aligned to class 8 of spiritual progress. In academic, I mean, if you've done 10th standard this time, or you've done a graduation this time, you're not going to be born to be doing a postgraduate next time. But in spiritual realm, the Lord God blesses you. Because if the ultimate endeavor is that, then over every lifetime, you endeavor to move in that direction. So in this lifetime, if I'm able to cover a certain path, and I'm at 40% of my spiritual progress, then my consciousness, because this mind and consciousness, this will carry on. The Atma moves further. And that reminds me of, you know, a lot of religions, other religions say that, well, there is no rebirth. Well, is that so? I will answer one point here. Jesus said that John the Baptist, my guru, is an incarnation of Prophet Elijah. And probably the crowning glory of crucifixion was resurrection. When Jyotish Guru K.N. Raoji shares this with me very often, and this little anecdote he's shared with me a couple of times, he said, I was posted in Shillong, and I'm not going to, you know, name the religion because it doesn't, you know, look nice. He said that I met a certain person who was, you know, a spiritual man of another religion, and who argued with me saying, there is no afterlife. What is afterlife? But we believe in, you know, the day of the judgment, the doomsday, Kayamat ka din. So Rao sir said, for the child who is born and who dies within 10 days of his birth, now what is the karma that he has done? What is the doomsday for that child? Or the one who dies in 4 hours of his birth, 5 days of his birth? Now what is being meted out to him? He didn't even live. So it is the karma of some past lives that is being meted right now, that is being meted out to him right now. Otherwise, and there are children, you know, who die in the 9th month. By the 6th month, you start perceiving. And it is said from the 6th to the 9th month, the Shastra says from the 6th to the 9th month, you remember your past lives, you remember the pain, the trouble of being almost claustrophobic, lying in the mother's womb between the excretion, the urine, and waiting for the nourishment to happen. The moment you come out of the mother's womb, due to the grace of Vishnu's Maya, you forget everything. And now it is a new life. The Atma remains the same, the sanskaras remain the same. Now, what are sanskaras? I'll give you an example. Take a paper and you write something on it. Now you erase it. But that script, that pressure of the pencil remains, that script, that sanskara, that sanskar. Hamara jo sanskar purana hai, wo chalta jata hai. In rebirth, I mean, there are many examples that are quoted. The children who get up and say, who might be born in a family which doesn't mind jutha khana, they say, we can't eat. They're very small children. They haven't been even told jutha and sucha. But they say, oh, I can't eat from your plate. This, I'm not allowed. Sanskar. I must worship like this. Sanskar. I must cook food like this. Sanskar. I must get up early before sunrise. Sanskar. I have a fetish for cleanliness. Sanskar. So some things which are not defined, even troubles in the previous lifetimes of a certain body part, you develop a certain weakness in this lifetime. I'm not going to go there. That's another separate point of discussion. And this is extempore, so I move on and on from one little story to another. So free will, Ramakrishna Paraman says that there is only one free will. The sooner we realize that, the better. However, there is Kriyaman Karma, there is Agami Karma, because if that hadn't been there, or if there was no free will, then the endeavor of you, there was no endeavor. You would have said, jo hona hai, wo to hoga. You would have become fatalistic. But that's not to be. So there is Kriyaman Karma. There is something that you will do now. So use your discretion, your viveka, your discrimination to do it. When would you be operating in the daira of free will? That nobody knows. When is this going to be prarabdh? When free wills? What and how? The various layerings you will never know. The idea is to walk the right path. Now, I will come to another. I think I'm answering many questions. I believe I'm answering questions. I assume. And I will get to know after this lesson, after this talk, whether I have been successful in doing so or not. Now, karma, what is the motive behind the karma? I'll share an example and then explain this to you. A lot of people say, I am a karma yogi. I will make my destiny. I've explained that to you, free will. Now, I am a karma yogi. I believe in doing karma. I don't believe in taking the Lord's name. A lot of people you will meet, they will say this. What is the point of doing Hanuman Chalisa? Why should I undertake any pilgrimage? I'm a karma yogi. I will do karma. Now, what is karma? What is karma yogi? What is karma yoga? Now, there are two types of karma. Karma which create bondage. Karma which leads to salvation. That karma which leads to salvation is karma yoga. That karma which leads to bondage and entanglement in prakriti, that is not karma yoga. Now man is obsessed with a woman, a particular woman, he falls in love with her, with tamasic desire. And you do everything to woo her. You see, this is karma. The mind is a phase of the prakriti. The gunas will manifest and take the mind a certain path. So the desire rises in the mind, and then you plan, you program, you do a certain thing. The motive behind that karma, the intent behind that karma will define that karma. Is it bondage breaking karma? Is it bondage making karma? Please note. So karma yoga is not as simple as what you think, that I can scrub the floor, I can go to my work, I can make some money, and there I am. I'm a karma yogi. Karma yoga does not mean being in constant action.
Karma yoga means doing yajna. Karma also becomes yajna. Now what is yajna?
I will come to the individual level, but when I use the word yajna, I remembered one very interesting thing. Now I'm on Twitter, and of course you can follow me on Twitter. I was the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, wrote a very interesting. There was a very interesting tweet sometime back. Somebody was, doing some mudslinging, and he said, "Jo yajna karta hai praja hit ke liye, uske raaste mein koi adchan nahi aati." To this effect, but something to the effect of "Jo yajna karta hai praja hit ke liye." In ancient times, our rajas spoke like this. The Raghuvanshi Rajas, the Suryavanshi spoke like this. Ye praja hit ke liye yajna hai jo main karta hun. They were not into a debauched lifestyle, with many. That's why the Rajas fell, because the Surya Chakra, the Agni sort of became Kshin, because Raja, you can't just be a Raja because you were born in a particular lineage. You have to be resplendent with Sattva Gun, seasoned with Rajo Gun, because you're leading. You have to fight a war to protect your people. You have to be in tapasya so the rest of them can be in tapasya. Because the consciousness that you link in with, you become that. I become the consciousness that I think of all day and night. And this will remind you of a very interesting line from Ramcharitmanas. It says, Avadhpuri Vaikunth Sidharo. Ab Avadhpuri kaise Vaikunth Sidhar gayi? Raja Ram ne tapasya kari, magar Avadhpuri Vaikunth Sidhar gayi. तो जब ये यज्ञ किया जाता है एंड आई द राजा इज डूइंग यज्ञ इट डज नॉट मीन अ राजसूय यज्ञ इट जस्ट मीन्स द यज्ञ ऑफ ऑनेस्ट प्योर क्लीन एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन आई एम गेटिंग अ बिट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड बाय यू करेना जस्ट बी स्टिल आई एम गेटिंग डिस्ट्रैक्टेड आई विल नॉट बी एबल टू डू दिस कॉन्स्टेंट मूवमेंट Absolute constant movement. Please dull that video for me, please. I will lose my train of thought and I'm losing it. So I'm not talking about Rajasuya Yajna. So when the Praja of Avadh links in to their Raja, links their consciousness to the Raja, like I would link my consciousness to my Guru or the Ishwar. So the Guru or the Raja was a transformer to was a link to higher divinity. So I might not be able to contemplate on Brahma, but my king is, and I will contemplate on my king because my king will be righteous and ever so. That is why Sri Ram, he did everything for the Maryada, because he knew he had to hold the Maryada of that place steadfast. Personal sacrifice notwithstanding. That is why there is this line that comes which says Avadhpuri Vaikunth Sidharo. So Ram, Mahatma Ram, his consciousness is avataric consciousness. So you remember or do smaran of Sri Ram, your consciousness will link into that. You do smaran of a politician, of a star kid or a Bollywood star, your consciousness becomes that. So now you have to decide what you want to do. That is Mansik Karma as well. Now, in Gita, Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, when you restrain your senses and your mind is unattached, then you put your organs into action. That is karma. So please note, a lot of people who are backbiting, who are doing ninda, who are saying, "Wo mere se aage kaise chala gaya, main usse niche karta hun, main karma yogi hun," aise nahi ho jata. Restrain your senses. All your senses are restrained. The mind is unattached. Now you do karma. That is karma. Pehle to isko aap samjhiye differentiation. That becomes a karma yoga. Swami Satyananda, who found the Bihar School of Yoga. Beautiful literature of the Bihar School of Yoga, by the way. If anybody wants to read, I read a lot of Bihar School of Yoga literature. He was guided into sannyas by Swami Shivananda of Divine Life Society. So when he took sannyas, so he says, now I've taken sannyas, Swamiji.
Now I can stop doing all my work that I was doing previously. I can now do something. I've taken sannyas, now I should meditate and do dhyan. Says no. You will do exactly what you were doing before you took sannyas. So you will work exactly the way you did. You will do the publication work. You will do ashram administration work. You will do all of it. You will do exactly what you were doing before you took sannyas. So then, why did I take sannyas? Then I should have just been at home. I could have done all that I was doing. Why did he take sannyas? He said, because Swami Shivananda told Swami Satyananda, because if you worked in your house, you would be worried about, oh, I'm doing this, oh, I'm doing that, what would be the result? It would either, success would elate you and a failed endeavor would frustrate you. But in this ashram, you will work and not worry about what is going to be what is going to happen. That is my responsibility. You do your best. You give it your all. Then what will happen is my responsibility. Now please note, this is not like what erstwhile government employees used to do. I'm not saying all government employees are like that, and I'm not saying now they are like that, but that was the age-old perception of ki theek hai, हमारे को क्या फर्क पड़ता है जो हो रहा हो ना तो थोड़ा सा काम कर लेंगे दो से चार देख लेंगे फाइल्स दिस इज नॉट दैट वर्क दिस इज नॉट दैट दैट नाउ यू डोंट बॉदर अबाउट व्हाट इज हैपनिंग यू जस्ट लीव द फ्रूट्स टू मी दिस दिस डज नॉट यू गिव इट योर ऑल यू डू योर बेस्ट देन डोंट बी ऑब्सेस्ड विद द रिजल्ट डोंट ट्रबल योर चिल्ड्रन सेइंग ओ यू डिड नॉट कम फर्स्ट इन क्लास इट्स ओके Most people who didn't come first in class do brilliantly well in their careers. And there is a bit of prarabdh there as well. Bit kya? Zyada? That too is prarabdh, right? We will do our best. My Jyotish Guru says, kabhi kisi ki ninda nahi karni chahiye, jab wo bewakoof bhi ho, to bhi nahi kehna chahiye. Kyun? Kyunki agar uski faculties, mental faculties, weak hain. So isn't that also shown in what was his promise for this birth? And someone is absolutely beautiful, you can't be praising that person. What is that person's did that person contribute? And some person is great at administration, great, is a great poet, that too must be given to him. This is all Krishna's leela. The body is not worth it, the mind is worth it. So what is happening to the mind? Because that is the bij from which you define, from on which the Trigunatmak Srishti will press upon and bases the dominance of the guna, bases the dominance of the guna on your mind, your karma will get affected. Now, this is an example that Swami Satyananda used to give. There is a knife in your hand. Tamasic man stabs another person. A sattvic man operates upon a person. And a rajasic man lets me cut a lot of food, vegetables, chop this, that, nourish myself, make some food for me. The same thing can operate desire. And this is mentioned by Ramakrishna Paramahansa. Desire which is enveloped, just like fire is enveloped by smoke. Now that is sattvic desire, I'll explain. Like dust envelopes a mirror, that becomes rajasic desire. And just like a womb envelopes an embryo, that is tamasic desire. Tamasic desire is deep-rooted, obsessive, obsessed. One point, tunnel vision. It's a conditioning of the mind. This is it. Rajasic, transformational, changeable. But it will require a lot of, it will be strenuous to remove the dust from the mirror. Rajasic desire, it's less deep-rooted than tamasic, but still deep-rooted. Sattvic, just blow a little and the smoke will move away and the fire will set itself in place. Luminosity being the
concept of Sakava. Your desire will take the color of the guna that is dominant in your mind. The people, and I've had, this is my personal experience. I've had people who've gone to temples with me and gone to temples with me for 10 long years. Nothing, they haven't changed a little. Their mind is the same. They still want to, you know, talk ill about a person and remove the person from that job. Try to show off that, see, I'm going to the temple. I'm now a very arrived human being. I'm going to the temple and I've been doing this for 10 years. I've arrived. But the quality of the mind is tamasic. But the karma is exactly what, you know. And I've seen these people. They will take out a 1,000 rupee note or a, you know, 2,000 rupee note and give it to the pandits. Say, now he will get me the best prasad because I have arrived. And then there is this lady who gives 20 bucks and says, Lakshmi ko maine Lakshmi pati ki taraf moda. Dear God, I accept whatever I'm offering. Now you tell me what is transforming. This lady will get transformed with her love, with her devotion. She will humbly, sahaj bhav se, wo Prabhu ko, what 20 bucks she will offer. Even if she doesn't offer 20 bucks, whatever little she makes at home, she offers God, Krishna, whoever she's gone to the temple, she says, Krishna, accept what I make for you. I hope you like it. And there is another one who's slightly megalomaniacal and says, here's the money, now you get me the best prasad. I can do it because I am invincible. I think that is foolish. Now the karma is the same. Both have gone to the temple and both have donated. But the mindset, the guna that was dominant, defined the mentality and the intent behind the karma. And that changed the karma. So don't, so when you say, I'm being a karma yogi, you must remember this thing in mind. I'll give you a nice example. After winning the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthir is anointed king and there is a Raj Surya Yajna that happens. And there are courtiers, ministers who adulate the king and say, brilliant, you have done some brilliant work. We have not seen a Yajna like this. What a Yajna! Unheard of. Then there is a mongoose who enters into the, this is from the Mahabharata, mongoose who enters into the court. Says, I don't think he has done a great Yajna. They don't praise him. I don't think he's done a great Yajna. So looked at him. Some weird looking mongoose who is half golden and the other side is some dirty brown. So he says, listen to me, Rajan. A few years back in this province, there was a teacher, his son, his wife, his daughter-in-law, and there was a drought. There was poverty, there was no food to eat, but he continued to teach. And one day there was no food. Then a disciple of the teacher came and offered him a little bit of food, saying, this is my offering to you, my teacher. Aap shikshak hai mere, aapne shiksha di hai, main aapke liye ye lata hoon. So they knead the flour, they make some 4 rotis for themselves, and just then there is a knock on the door. They look at the door welcomingly, saying that some dev has come in the form of a guest to partake of our meal. There's a sannyasi who walks in and he says, I haven't eaten for many days, I'm hungry. They give him their food and say, you eat, we will have just a little. The sannyasi eats, blesses them and goes. After a while, the family perishes. The mongoose says, then I went there and was trying to eat whatever little crumbs were thrown on the floor, and I happened to roll on the floor, which had a bit of that flour, and my side, half side, turned golden. Now I've come into your darbar, Rajan. In this darbar where you've done the Raj Surya Yajna, and you are seated here, and my other half side has not turned golden. I don't appreciate your Yajna.
What has it done? If it was that brilliant, I would be resplendent on both the sides. I'd be golden, but I'm not. That makes everybody think. Yajna. As we say, हमने हवन किया, बहुत सारी संविधा आई, बहुत सारे लोग बैठे, बहुत कुछ हुआ. But the yajna is that of the pran into the apan into the pran. Live a life of, Sri Aurobindo says, all life is yoga. That's actually yajna. I'm not saying, I'm not giving an interpretation to him. Of course, there is a meaning to that, but I'm adding to it. So, कर्म जब यज्ञ बन जाए आप तब कर्म योगी बनते हैं. We see a lot of people who do a lot of work, you know, people in my own divisions, my own, you know, they work very hard, do an event, but make a lot of money on the side. That's not yajna. That's not yajna. That Lakshmi that you have earned now is full of tamogun. The food that you will have with that Lakshmi, will you will either cause sick, you will either become sick, or you will not have progeny, something will go wrong. We say he's a great worker. In HR corporate lingo, it was a great resource. Great resource at what cost? We must also understand. And somewhere or the other, this karma, which is done with the tamogun predominance, with the aim of putting other people down, with the aim of saying, I must put everybody down. Oh, there are two other people who want to learn astrology from my guru. Let me elbow them out because I am the great one. No, that is not great karma. That is not a karma yogi. Oh, I'm writing articles all the time, but I'm elbowing others out. Bhagya. What is in one's bhagya will happen. You can't take that away. I'd gone to Punjab to Gurdwara. There was a saint who was giving these packets of prasadas. He threw a packet towards me. I tried to catch it. There was eye contact. I tried to catch it. Another lady just sort of came in the middle and held it. He told her, tu iska prasad le legi, kya tu iska bhagya le sakti hai? The lady just looked down, gave me another little packet. I sort of caught it correctly this time. The five kleshas of the mind, Patanjali Yoga Sutras talk about the five kleshas of the mind, avidya, ignorance, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, the five kleshas of the mind, or the shadripus as we call them, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. These are kleshas of the mind, these are enemies of the mind. If all of this is, you know, there in the mind, then the karma that you will be inspired to do will have a bit of this. Kaam, krodh, lohba, moha, mat, matsarya, arrogance, delusion, and of course, simple in the words that you understand. So karma that is done with sattva guna predominance. Now in the Gurbani, I keep on moving to different topics, but keep on coming back so that you get a holistic view. Now in the Gurbani also, in the Guru Granth Sahib, many Sikh friends, and I am half Sikh myself, I hear them, bar bar aapko Brahma Gyani sunne ka hota. Brahma Gyani. Brahma Gyani kya hai? Now the mind is established in the self, the Atma, the Brahma. Then you can be Aham Brahmasmi, then you are a Brahma Yogi. The mind is established in Brahma, in the Atma. The mind is established in the self. We are all walking this path. Some are at a particular, you know, this little points on the ladder. I'm also on a particular pedestal on the ladder. Somebody is on a particular pedestal on the ladder. Guru is on a very, very high pedestal on the ladder. We're all on that path. Nobody has reached. If I, you know, if we were reached, we wouldn't be doing. So Brahma Jnani. When the mind is established in Brahma, then there is no detachment, there is no attachment at all. Then you know the non-self from the self. You know the non-self from the self. The self is the Atma, an ansh of the Paramatma. And you're established, your mind is established in it. Then you're a Brahma Jnani. Then the karma, then the yoga, that you, the karma that you do, that of a karma yogi. Now that's a very high level. Now everybody can't be reaching that level. And to this effect, Swami Niranjananandji says, and I hear him often, he says, you can't tell a tamoguni aadmi ki ab na karm ke fal ki ichcha mat karo. To kahega, then I don't want to move from this particular point of being. I don't want to move. You have to tell him, move. There will be some fruit. You have to move him towards rajogun. Then towards Sattva-gun. Then eventually Sattva-gun will clarify itself. Like milk, and then butter, and then ghee. So the mind also clarifies itself. The gunas are eventually, you know, the finer points precipitate. It's a lifetime, you know, you require a lifetime to work on your consciousness. A lifetime to work on your consciousness. In the Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says that, and you all would have heard it, but I'm still talking about it again. Some might have, some might not have. The five horses are the senses. Now they hold the reins in their mouth. Now the reins in their mouth are the mind. There's a charioteer, the intellect. There's a passenger, the Atma. Now, if they run berserk, which is a story of unbridled senses, crime happens exactly in this format, okay? You see a woman and you say, oh, you forget. Unbridled senses. The reins are in the mouth of, or in the mouths of the horses. The mind is in control of the senses. You cannot stop your senses now. The mind says, okay, so be it. Let the pleasure be mine. The intellect submits the charioteer, submits to the horses, doesn't pull them. The intellect submits him to the mind, says, okay. Everything gets subdued. It's bahirmukhi ho gaya bilkul. And the senses will run amok. And the passenger, the Atma, is, will have to tolerate the prarabdha that you will now gain. Lifetime upon lifetime upon lifetime. Because there are aise prarabdha hote hain jo khatam hi nahi hote. Aap aisa paap, jaganya paap karte hain jo aapke peedhi dar peedhi उसका इफेक्ट आता है जघन्य पाप. यू आर पोलाइट टू अ वुमन ऑन हर फेस बट इन योर माइंड मानसिक कर्म खराब है आपका. एम कर्म योगी है. सी आई एम सो नाइस. स्वध्याय अंडरस्टैंडिंग अवेयरनेस ऑब्जर्वेशन नॉलेज. Sit for 10 minutes in the morning. Sit for 10 minutes in the evening. Try and understand your own mental makeup. We don't understand our own mental makeup. Why do we do a certain thing? There are people who will do the same mistake again and again for a decade. They will not change. These are people who will read the Vishnu Sahasranam day in and day out. Do a lot of bhakti, but still do ninda. Still trouble people. Sit down. Don't do Vishnu Sahasranam right now. Close your eyes. Speak to yourself. Observe your behavior. Get aware of why you do certain things. And then do a little bit of a cover up on them. Why are you like this? Why did you do this? If you don't clear up your stacking, the mental stacking, and you don't understand why you are doing a certain thing a certain way and why you should clear yourself now, A sattvaguni aadmi, he will understand it clearly. He says, I will not hurt anyone and I don't want anybody else's hissa. I will work hard, whatever comes my way, let that be God's will, I will do it. But people who go through years of satsang sometimes don't change. They're exactly like that and they believe that they are God's favorite child. I have seen living examples. If we just close our eyes and understand, Prabhu ko chal kapat nahi bhaata hai, sahajta bhaati hai. And this is my personal thing, and I always believe it's better to have a person who speaks, who might be bad in his speech, but his heart is clear, his or her heart is clear. So, jo karm vaisa kiya jayega, wo karm satvik hi hoga. क्योंकि वो सहज होगा, साफ होगा, उसमें कोई मलिनता नहीं है. कोई ये नहीं है कि मेरा इसमें क्या फायदा हो रहा है, मैं ऐसे कैसे करूं, मैं इसको कैसे अपना लपेटना. इज नॉट साफ करना. हैव अ क्लीन माइंड, बिकॉज अ क्लीन माइंड, अ क्लीन हार्ट विल लीड यू टू डूइंग सेल्फलेस कर्म. इफ नॉट सेल्फलेस, डू इट फॉर योरसेल्फ, डू इट फॉर योर फैमिली. आई ऑलवेज टेल पीपल, don't say now I'll be a karma yogi and you know I, or I will. Action is better than inaction. If you have to work for your family, you have to work, and you are ambitious, don't feel bad about being ambitious, but be honest about it. Don't be bad, feel bad. Don't say, oh, so you mean now I'm not doing yagya, oh, but I'm ambitious, I want to achieve. That might be your destiny. That is your destiny. Manifest your destiny to the fullest. What you think, work hard. Work hard, study hard, do a good job, do a good business, do what you have to. Because if these things don't get settled and you hanker and there is a craving for success, then you can't be sitting and meditating, because you will still again want success out of meditation. Even a spiritual aspirant says, ab maine maa tumhara itna naam liya, tum kuch to dogi. Then, but I'm saying, let it be a goal, don't hanker after it. What she does is her job. Surrender to the divine will. Oh, I crossed my time. I'm at 6:05. I still could go on, but I think I'll wrap it up here. I was to go till 5:45. It's 6:05, right? I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am. It was a wonderful session. I hope I'm audible now, ma'am.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Actually, sorry for the distraction. Actually, was continuously checking the questions of our viewers. So, one of the question has arrived on our YouTube channel by Shreyas Ambaikar. Hope you'll take the questions, ma'am, of the viewers.
Yeah, I'll spend 5 minutes on the questions. Just be a little louder.
Okay.
Shreyas, I heard the name, yes.
Okay. So he's asking why to believe in God. He has also mentioned the name Goddess Lakshmi, also Ganesh Ji and Lord Shiva. So his question is why to believe in God.
So is he saying should I believe in Goddess Lakshmi or should I believe in Shiva or Ganesh? Or
He has mentioned the main question is why to believe in God. His question is, and mention the name like Goddess Lakshmi, also Ganesh Ji and Lord Shiva.
See, to such people, I mean, see, I can't tell you believe in God. Don't believe in God if you don't have to. Then your time hasn't come and the Sadbuddhi hasn't come. Then I will pray for you, Shreyas. Your name is a lovely name. Why? Because in karma also we say ki Shreyas ki taraf jaane ke liye prayas karna padta hai. So you are at the culmination of, you know, Shreyas ki taraf jaane ke liye bhi prayas karna padta. Anyway, if you don't want to believe in God, completely your will, completely your discernment, I can't say anything. But if you listen to me, then I will say believe in God. Don't believe in God, just look at the sun. It comes up every day. Worship the sun. That is Pratyaksh Narayan. You don't want to believe, you have a mental, this thing saying, okay, Shiva, I don't know who Shiva is. Now, I don't know who Ganpati is, I don't know who Lakshmi is. But you know what the sun is, right? You know that the sun comes in the morning every day and it gives life to all. The Chandrama also gets light from the sun. Imagine if there was no light. If the Chandrama also did not get light, imagine what would happen to the entire ecosystem. There would be no us. So think of that Agni as the Pratyaksha form. Worship the Agni of the Surya. The Surya is in your own body, you are eating food every day. Who is telling the food to get metabolized a certain way? Who? This is a lovely song. Ye kaun chitrakar hai? So who is doing working on this inner laboratory? Ye intelligence kahan se aa rahi hai? Who is giving this intelligence to this inner laboratory? Anyway, Surya. Surya Agni to dikhti hai aapko, dikh rahi hai. Aur pata hai wo kya kaam karti hai? Surya. Do pranam to the Surya. Buddhi apne aap, gyan chakshu khul jayega.
Thank you, ma'am. Hope Shreya's got the answer. Viewers can put their questions here on our Facebook and YouTube page. We are still live for more 5 minutes. I'll check once. I hope there are right now no more questions. Hope
done.
End up here. Yeah.
I think I answered everything.
There's a small, short word of thanks, ma'am. I would like to thank Ma'am Maniza for a valuable session and giving her precious time in spite of a busy schedule. I also thank the chairman of RGI, Mr. Cyril Raisoni, for giving this opportunity to conduct this session. I also thank all our viewers for attending this session. For more events and updates, you can subscribe our SGRKF Facebook page and YouTube channel. We'll keep updating you on our page, YouTube and Facebook page, SGRKF Knowledge Foundation. Thank you. This is Corina Pereira signing off. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you too. God bless.
20 years of existence. 2 universities. 23 educational institutes offering 137 courses. Raisoni Group of Institutions, a vision beyond.